Bibles to Isaiah chapter 12, and this is where we're going to speak out of today. Something that's been on my heart, and I pray that the Holy Spirit helps me to minister it to you today and speak what the Lord has to say. As children of God, we ought to always have an attitude of praise. You know, how many has God saved in the house? How many has God delivered from something? How many has God healed? Amen. You know, so many times we're looking for the next thing, but we forget the last thing. You know, so if I'm remembering what he's already done, when something comes against me, it's not going to hit me as hard, because my faith of what he's already done speaks to what is coming. Amen. I truly believe the word of God when he says that no weapon formed against us will prosper. So in Isaiah chapter 12, verse number 1. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wasn't angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Thou wast, not wasn't. When he was angry with me, his anger was turned away by Christ Jesus, just to give us understanding. Verse number 2, he says, Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust. And be not afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now, I want you to understand that your salvation is an endless flow. That, the Bible says we're drinking out of the springs of living water. The wells of salvation renews us. Refreshes us. Have you ever been thirsty on a hot day? You take a glass of cold water and how it refreshes your body. That's what our salvation should be like. That it should refresh us, to renew us, to restore us in the times of trial. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And today I want to focus our attention to verse number 4. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. And today, the title of this morning's message is, This is the Day. This is the day to praise, this is the day to pray, and this is the day to proclaim. Amen? So let's lift our word together and make a declaration here today. Repeat with me, say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me and keeping me and for setting me free. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as I was meditating upon this word today, and as I was giving them praise in glory this week, as I was studying the word, look with me in, or write this down and go with me to Psalms 67. We're going to look at to praise. The psalmist says in verse number 3, he says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shalt the earth yield or increase, and God, even our God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him or reverence him. In other words, you know, it comes from the attitude of gratitude. It comes from an attitude of praise. I was listening to some words of some songs this week. It's kind of interesting. Not every song that is popular truly praises God in any way. They just really sound good. And we sing them because they sound good, but they're really not bringing any praise to him. Most of the songs that are sung in praise are songs that sing about ourselves and not giving him any praise. You know, he says that there's one song I like that spoke to my heart. I like one part of it, one part of it I don't. He says in one part of the song, it says, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. For you search much deeper within than the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. But then in another part of the song, they say, though I weaken, poor, all I have is yours. I'd rather sing, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. You see, I was weak and poor, but I'm in Christ Jesus, and now I'm strong and rich. Hallelujah. It's all about an attitude. Amen. And when I come to Jesus and when I praise him, I come to him with an attitude of gratitude. He says, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and enter his courts with praise. Amen. So if you aren't thankful, you're never getting into the courts. And you say, well, why do y'all keep singing the same songs? Because some songs really praise the Lord and others don't. Hello? Can we learn some new songs? We're all ever learning, but never fully come to the knowledge of truth. Sure, we're learning. Amen? We're not stuck in one place. Amen? But we're growing, and we're ministering to the Lord. I was reminded in Revelation chapter 19, verse number 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye servants, all ye his servants, ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of the great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Amen. In other words, he's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So we're coming with an attitude of praise. Just praise him. I like that part of that song where it says it's more than a song. Don't get caught up in the song. Get caught up in the attitude of gratitude. Amen? It isn't necessarily about the song. It's about the heart of gratefulness and a heart of praise to the Lord. And let me tell you something. When we come into unity of praise, amen, and we get united in praise, the heavens are going to pour out. Blessings are going to fall. The glory of the Lord will appear. That's why the adversary wants us to get caught up in so many of the trivial things so that we don't enter his gates with thanksgiving, so that we'll enter his courts with praise, so we get caught in the outer court. I don't know about you, but I want to go right into the Holy of Holies. Amen. I want to go right into the presence of the Lord. Is anybody with me here? Hallelujah. He says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 15, by Jesus, By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So it can't be, man, oh, I have a grateful heart. Oh, Lord, I'm feeling you on the inside. But the Father says he wants you to take a step further. He wants that gratefulness that you have on the inside to be spoken out on the outside with your lips. Give him some praise. Amen? Well, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm not that type of person. I don't do that. Yes, you do. Because if you have the Holy Spirit, it's not about you. It's about letting the Spirit of God rise in you. Amen? And then I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Amen? I boldly sang a song here today, and no one died in the congregation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit said to do it. And we're being led by the Spirit. We're not being led by the flesh. So as we're allowing the Spirit of God to lead us, we're coming to praise him. Amen? 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 You say, well, Pastor, that isn't the way I was raised. Well, the Father would say to you, get over it. Hello? Hello? The Father was saying to me, before he can ever do something new in your life, you got to let the old go. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect something else. In other words, we're not stuck. We're moving forward. Amen? We're pressing the high mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. Amen? So as we're looking at this, hey, we ought to come in here. We ought to praise him. We ought to shake and rock this place. Hallelujah. Anybody with me? Can somebody give me a shout in the room? Can everyone give me a shout in the room? The enemy's been defeated. The enemy's been defeated. I got to get that in my mind. I got to get that out of my mouth. And then all of a sudden I start praising the Lord. Well, you don't understand. I still feel this. Amen? I still feel this. It's a signal from your mind. Get your mind on Christ and get your mind on the things of God, and these things will start changing and moving. Amen? Amen? Hey, look, listen to me. I'm not saying, I don't want you to fake it till you make it. God's the real deal. God's the real deal. In other words, you can say, man, I'm going to do something different this time. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get out of my seat of complaining and get up and come up and step in the attitude of praise. Hello? In the place of complaining, nothing changes. It still remains the same. But when we have the attitude of gratitude, I can't help but get up and go ahead and give him some praise. Yeah. Amen? He said, you know, and then he says, secondly, in our text, that call on his name. You know, the Word of God says when we call on him, he answers us. And he shows us great and mighty things that we didn't know or we know if not. But I want you to look with me in Hosea chapter 14. Verse number 1. We've been grafted into the family of the natural branch. According to Romans chapter 11, the natural branch was broken off, speaking of Israel, that the unnatural may be grafted in. So we're children of God. He said, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Iniquity is sin that we do willfully and knowfully after we know it's wrong. Hello? He says, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. In other words, we're going to speak it with our voice. King James uses some funny words. Calves of lips. The muscles. Exercise your muscles. So look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Now we're talking about to pray. He said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. I have a favorite song. Probably everybody knows. What's my most favorite song? Everybody knows my favorite worship song. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift our holy name. Deserve the glory
and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. Lift your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
He says, I lift up holy hands. I lift up holy hands. I'm releasing everything to him. I'm acknowledging his glory and his honor. And I've given him honor and praise. You know, the psalmist says in Psalms 134:2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Don't be afraid to lift your hands. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. Something might change in your atmosphere if you start giving God glory and praise. Amen? You say, well, they're a bunch of crazy people. They do that. No, we do it according to the Word of God. We do it because the Spirit leads us to do it. Amen? If God said it, he meant it. Amen? That's why he says to us in Ephesians chapter 6, Verse 18, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. We're lifting up holy hands and we're praying. I love what the apostle wrote to Jude in verse 20 of Jude. He says that you build up your most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost isn't scary. The Holy Ghost is love, mercy, grace. It's the love of God that's flowing. Amen? We don't have to be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Amen? He is telling us that, hey, that this is the day for us to praise. This is the day to pray, to lift up our hands and give him all the glory and all the honor. Amen? You know, I don't know about you, but now I'm worshiping the Lord. Man, there's something that takes place inside of me. Amen? As a worshiper. And God says, you'll do this by putting it to practice in your life. You know, when I'm running at the park, there comes times where I either lift up my hands or I have to stop and worship the Lord. Amen? And people look at me like I'm funny, but I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it to him.
Yes.
I'm bringing him the glory. I'm bringing him the honor. I'm bringing him the praise. It's all about Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. It's all about Jesus. We're here to glorify Jesus. We're here to magnify Jesus. We're here to exalt the name of Jesus. Amen. And as we're exalting him, we're giving him all the praise. He deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. Amen. And as we're praying, we're not afraid to lift our hands. We're not afraid to honor him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. You know, and all of a sudden, when I start praising him and praying and worshiping him, all right, all of a sudden, there's something that comes out. Then I begin to proclaim. Okay? In other words, out of my mouth, things start coming out. But I start giving him praise and honor and glory. He's the one that deserves it all. And when I was looking at this to proclaim, the Lord took me to Isaiah 62. So go there with me a moment. Verse number 6. This is exciting. Amen? To me, it's exciting. To you, as a child of God, it should be exciting. Here was a prophetic word of God in Isaiah 62, verse number 6. He says, I have set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. This is what's taking place in the last days. Now listen to me. Just a couple months ago, Jerusalem was established as the capital of Israel, and the United States of America put an embassy in Jerusalem. Every embassy is in every capital of every country. This was the prophetic word being fulfilled right in front of our faces. And you don't think the end time is near? Right before your face, it was established. That Jerusalem was established as the capital of Israel. Come on, man. I don't know about you, so we should be excited. Amen. We're excited because we see the word of God, the prophetic word of God, being fulfilled before our very eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anybody got the Spirit of God in here? You got the Spirit of God, you should be excited. Hallelujah. That church should be celebrating. The church should be rejoicing. Hallelujah. That every word that God has spoken is coming to pass. Everything he said he would do, he's doing. And you know what? Most of the people don't even see it and don't recognize it, don't realize what's happening. That's okay. But you heard it today. Hallelujah. You heard it today. And you know who said it? The Spirit of God said it. The Holy Spirit said it. That's who's saying it. God saying it. Amen. And this is a time for the church to be rejoicing. This is a time for the church to be giving him praise. This is a time for the church to really be praying for our loved ones that need Jesus. Because the trumpet's going to sound pretty soon. Amen. We're close to the end time. And 2 Timothy chapter 1. I don't know, that got me a little excited. Hallelujah. We're talking about to proclaim. Verse number 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he had given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen. The Apostle Paul said that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. Amen. So we're not only praying, but we're proclaiming. Amen. And 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse number 15. The word of God instructs you and I. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So in closing today, what is the Father saying to you and I, his church? What is he saying to you and I? The prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 25, he says, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. God is faithful. God is faithful. So in closing today, what is the Father saying to you and I? What a time. This is the day. This is the day. You know, God's all about today. God doesn't want you thinking about tomorrow. God doesn't want you stuck in yesterday. But God is the God of today. This is the day, he said. This is the day to step. To step in. To step into his presence to praise him. To step in his presence to worship him and pray and worship him, lifting up holy hands, giving him all the glory and all the honor. And this is the day that we proclaim it. In other words, a proclamation is when we put action to our words. In other words, faith without action is dead. God is saying today that he has called you and anointed you for a time such as now. And he says, this is the time, this is the day, this is the hour to come out of my old and to step into something new, to do something differently. I know with traditions and customs and we've got habits. Well, I've just been so used to doing something like this. But God says, I want to do it like that. I don't want to do it like this anymore. I want to do it like that. In other words, what the Lord is saying, this is that. This is that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. This is that we start operating and moving by the leading of the Spirit of God and not by the leading of our flesh, but allowing God to arise and allowing the enemy to be scattered in Jesus' name. Can we all just stand? Thank you, Lord.